Hey, Jeff?
Hello.
Hey, Jeff, it's John.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. I was on the phone with a client, and then I had one of my representatives, Harlan, ask me to give you a call back. He said you called in?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go back to this listing and make sure nobody filled it. Were you able to go... I remember you said you had to make a deposit, right?
Yeah, I did it.
Okay, hold on one second here. I remember... Okay, so the listing's still open, but I also offered you that platinum package, I remember. And then it was $299 with the one-time setup fee of $99 for platinum. Okay, so the initial investment's $398 on a two-month contract. And then each month moving, or after the first month, it'll go down to $299 and stay there. Okay, so today's
right.
Today's $398. Next month on the 15th, it'll be $299. Every month after that, it's $299. And then I also put here in the notes that I would honor your upgrades. So I offered you some discounted pricing on if you want to upgrade to one of those premier packages later.
Not like today, like down the road.
Yeah, down the road, exactly. So, but I notated it, so that way you still get the same deal, like the discount. Remember I told you I'd put you on that Platinum Premier for $499, so if you call in to upgrade later, it would just be the difference. They won't charge you another setup fee or anything like that.
Okay.
Okay, I got y'all squared away here. So let me go ahead and...
You're setting me up with the premium, or you're doing the premium platinum right now?
No. I'm setting you up with a platinum package, and then there's a platinum premier package. The platinum premier package is at the top of the ones with the Google ads. So we're going to start you out with no Google ads, just Google Places and Facebook advertising, since you only need to cover, like, that 30-mile radius. And then you get all the extra bells and whistles that are in that platinum package, right? So it's still an A to Z campaign. It just doesn't have the ads for the Google ads. The only time you're going to need those is if you want to show up for like 100 miles. Right now you said you only want to cover like 30.
He suggests getting the platinum would be good for just a short mile.
It'd be a 30-mile radius for the Google listing, yeah.
Okay.
And then you're also getting the website. You're getting Facebook ads. You got Bing Local, you got Yelp, you got Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle. Remember the Amazon Alexa voice search results. So you're still getting all the extra bells and whistles. Basically, I gave you everything that I could possibly give you without having the ad. The ad's a big expense. You know, the ad basically is going to be another $200 on top of what you're already investing now. So I wanted to keep the pricing structure as low as possible. Get your foot in the door, and then 2 months, 3 months down the line, if you want to upgrade, we'll just add those ads on there and do the bigger package. Make sense?
So we're doing the platinum today.
Yep, we're doing the platinum but I'm cutting the price in half. So instead of you paying $599 for that platinum, you're paying $299 monthly. And then I reduced the setup fee from $299 down to just a one-time payment of $99. So your initial investment today will be $398. That'll cover your entire first month of service with our platinum package. And then each month after that, it'll be $299 for that same platinum package, and it'll stay there unless you call in and say, hey, you're ready to expand and do the ads on the premier packages. Make sense?
I thought we were doing the platinum premium.
No, the Platinum Premier is a way different campaign. Yeah, no, the Platinum Premier, the most popular, that one's $1,098 for the first 2 months.
Oh, that's how much per month?
No, per month, I was able to reduce it down to $499 if you wanted to do that.
Now, let's start off with the Platinum for now. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, trust me, I got you set up. I know we have to offset the money that you invested in the Home Advisor, that $950. So this is the most cost-efficient way to really get you a consistent flow of business over the next couple months. And then, obviously, once summer comes around, you're going to be rolling in it. So if you want to upgrade, you know, we can always upgrade at that time.
Okay.
And I'm gonna so it's gonna cover me up till next month.
Yeah, the $398 will cover you till the 15th of next month. Remember, it's a 2-month contract. So on the 15th of next month, it'll renew automatically for $299. And then each month after that, you got to come back at your own will, but it'll stay $299 for as long as you're with us.
You can't just take it out of my account automatically?
Oh, yeah, I could set it up to automatically renew every month.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. So it'll, but it'll be $299.
Well, let's see how this works out before we do all that for sure. That way you guys can't just take it without calling me.
Either way, we're going to call you like weekly to get updates. So we're going to have more conversations. It's not like we just set it up and forget it. We have to make sure it's working in order to see return on investment and for you to keep coming back each month. So we're going to have a lot more conversations, you know. We got to build your site and everything too.
Right. Okay.
All right, so I created your profile. I got most of the information the last time we spoke. You're still at the 29270 Rymal Street?
Yep.
Okay. And then the best email address for you is jwpatyk@icloud.com?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I got everything here. Let me go ahead and apply the pricing discounts. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $398, how did you want to do that?
Debit card.
Okay, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
MasterCard.
It's a Visa?
Yeah.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the business street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yep.
Okay. So we're going to send that letter out today. You should receive it by Friday. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I need from you. So I'll touch base with you to get that. It's going to come in the mail.
Okay.
All right. And then on the front of that Visa, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
Yeah. I'm going to try it.
And the card's under your name or the business name?
My name.
Okay. Jeff Paddock. All right, and then I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, 5491.
It's a MasterCard?
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, you said Visa. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry.
It's okay.
5491.
Okay.
7000.
7000. Okay.
1273.
1273. Okay. 9108. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
Well, you said 398, right?
398, yep.
I just want to make sure you didn't say 498, okay.
No, 398.
All right, expiration date is 0327.
327, and then 3-digit code on the back?
869.
Okay. And did you say you had a business Facebook page or no?
Yeah.
You do? Okay, let me pull that up before I voice verify it. I want to have that attached to your profile because we're going to do a Facebook ad for you.
I don't have much on it, but I got a Facebook page.
It's a business Facebook or a personal one?
Business.
Okay, yeah, let me pull it up. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, because we'll be able to promote.
And you guys can help build that up for me?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I just want to have it attached to your account. I didn't do it earlier. It should have it right here. Okay, I found it. It's just a orange and brown J. Or kind of like orange. I found it, yeah, actually, because it has your email. 586-944-5820.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. 5 people like and follow. Okay, it basically just has the business card as the only photo you have on there since 2018, right?
Yeah, I was trying to put my son in there, right? I just never planned that.
Okay, no worries. We'll take care of this. I have it attached to the listing. And then before I can process your first month's payment, I have to set up a client interview time and walk you through a voice verification. The client interviews, they typically take about 20 to 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to get it completed in case the call goes over. I know you said you had that long drive today. Did you want to try to knock it out today between, like, 4 and 5 o'clock?
That's kind of late for me. I'll
Is it?
Be there by then.
Okay, let me
well,
see.
Wait,
I can...
Actually, you know what? I'll be on 2 o'clock.
If you want to rush it, I can try to get it knocked out here between 1 and 2. Or 2
yeah.
and 3. 2 and 3.
Well, yeah, I'll be on the road. Yeah, 3 o'clock at the latest. That would be... Yeah, you can call me around 3 o'clock. I'll be up north about 5. So, you give me a call in about an hour or two.
So here's the thing. I could either do it between 2 and 3, or I could do it between 4 and 5.
You mean like from, if you start at 4, it'll be done at 5 type thing? Or
yeah, it will be done.
In that time?
Yeah, it'll be done within that hour. It'll be completed within that hour.
Well, you want to call me at 3. Because I'm about to go, I got to stop right at North to pick up my trailer to help to use it for moving.
Yeah,
and
we don't have... We don't have the 3 to 4 available though, Jeff, because
only
3 to 3. Yeah, exactly. I have 2 to 3, and then I have a 4 to 5.
Nah, we can do 2 to 3. I should be done by then.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do 2 to 5.
It's pretty easy too. It's mostly like general knowledge information about your business, and then you know if something pops up or changes, and you can't make it or you can't do it, you don't have a hands-free set or whatever the case may be. You know, we could reschedule it, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible, so that way we're not wasting a day. You know.
Yeah, because a lot of times I'm usually busy. I don't have an hour to spare.
Yeah, no, I get that, and this is actually like the heaviest part of it. Once we have this all set up, it's not like we're going to have hour-long conversations distracting you from your day. We'll just be touching base here and there, maybe have you log into the tracking system if you need help with leads or if you ever want to make changes to it. So getting set up is usually like the longest conversation.
Okay.
Okay. So let me go ahead and assign this. And then I got to walk you through a voice verification recording. Just as an added form of protection for you, this is going to outline the service agreement, and then we're going to send all of this to you in writing, okay? That way you have it in writing, and we have it in writing in black and white, everything that we're doing for you and the discounts that I applied.
All right.
All right.
Now, so one more time, like I said, once I hear stuff for a little while, I can remember a lot of these. I got a pretty good memory, but...
Yeah.
So on a monthly budget, so starting next month, forward, excuse me, how much every month?
$299. Yep.
Every month.
And it's going to stay there. It won't go up or change. You won't have any surprise fees pop up, no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees, just a flat rate, $299 exactly.
I hope so, man. I can't keep doing, you know, anywhere from $750 to $1,000 a month just getting on a hand.
I could tell that you've been using HomeAdvisor, but it's not I hope so. That's what it is, and I'm sending you that in writing, and that's not going to change. You'll have it documented, and that's binding.
Sweet. Cool.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
So,
okay.
$398 today, every month after $299, and I actually have to outline that in this voice verification right now. So I'm going to turn on the recording and walk.
Just so we're all here on the contract, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So
you'll call me at 2.
It'll be a different technician, but we are going to contact you, yes, between 2 and 3 o'clock to do your client interview.
Okay.
It might be like 10 minutes after, to be realistic. It's not going to be
that's
me that's
fine.
Calling you, but if the call goes over before that, he might be a little late on it.
That's fine. I'll just be driving down the road.
Okay, yeah. That's what I figured. I was like, that'd probably be a good time. And I also sent the invitation to your Gmail, and he'll text you like 1 hour before just to give you a heads up, too.
So how many weeks should I be looking at? Because, I mean, I got jobs for HomeAdvisor, you know, to keep me busy for a while. I mean, I got a bunch of jobs coming in. It's just, who knows if I get them all. So,
yeah. I mean, we're supposed to we're supposed to quote you 10 to 14 days, yeah, before you start seeing return on investment. But that's why we also ask for that 2-month contract, is because month two is usually where you'll start to see the real return on investment. The beginning, it's about getting your site up and running, further developing your Facebook, the Amazon Alexa. There's a lot of verification that we have to go through in order to legitimize the business and get it all submitted onto all those platforms. So we're doing all the legwork and the client interview, knocking all that out. And then, by the end of that, then when we receive your PIN verification letter, then we can actually go live with your account and have you start receiving calls and seeing yourself up there consistently. But prior to that, don't anticipate, seeing anything. Like I said earlier, it's going to be pretty dry in the beginning, but once it starts going, it's going to start feeling like a flood or a wave of jobs coming in, and you got to kind of cherry pick what you do and don't want to take.
Right.
Okay. So don't feel like the first calls that come in, you got to jump on them either. It's kind of good that you have some work pipelined right now, because it's going to take us a little bit just to get everything up and running for you to where you're consistently able to rely on it and we're able to offset what you've invested in Home Advisor. By the end of month two, you'll probably have already canceled Home Advisor and, be using this as your long-term marketing solution. We may even already be talking about upgrading your package.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm going to turn on this recording now. You ready?
Well, wait, I thought you were going to call me back.
Call you back?
I don't got time for you for a second. I thought you were going to call me back for the whole
thing. No. This is just a voice verification. It's a 60-second recording so that I could authorize the first month's payment. The client interview is later today.
Oh, just before you run the car that way, it shows like for safety purposes.
Yeah, you have to agree to the transaction and the terms.
Yeah, that way, okay, right on.
Okay, all right. Okay. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Jeff's Lawn Landscape Tree and Storm Removal.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Jeff Paddock.
And your title?
Jeff's Lawn Landscape Tree and Storm Removal.
No, you're the owner. You're the owner, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Jeff, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's not saying you can't do anything additional. We know what you're already doing. It's just saying before you add something online, let us know about it. I mean, you really shouldn't need anything else, but I want to make sure that you're not, like, duplicating anything or paying for something that you already have or that we're already doing for you.
Right.
Okay. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 15th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $398. However, that's going to be for the Platinum package. I have reduced your setup fee by $200 to just a one-time payment of $99. So when the term is completed, when the second payment is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month at the discounted price of $299 for the Platinum service. Now, it states that you're not binded to a long-term contract, so you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay.
All right. So you should have a text message there. It'll say, Jeff, thank you for choosing Local Splash. You see that?
Yep.
Okay, there's a link in there. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Support. Oh yeah, the terms.
Yep, you'll click on that link there. It'll have your phone number in it. Say my.localsplash.com.
Yep.
Okay, and then there's an outline of your agreement here in writing. So it's going to have all the products and features, the billing date, the cancellation policy, etc. Now, there's a hard copy of this in your email, so there'll never be any confusion. Okay, you have a full outline of it in writing. We have a full outline of it in writing. All you're paying is the $299 moving forward from this first month payment of $398. Now, at the bottom, it's going to ask you if you certify that the information is correct and that you're the cardholder, you're an authorized user on that card. And then, of course, you're going to sign your first and last name. I have you listed as just Jeff, and we'll always call you Jeff, but it's short for Jeffrey, right? R-U-I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll update that, and I'll make sure they send over the invoice of the $398 with Jeffrey on it, so that way you can write it off later as a business expense.
You're going to send an email?
Yeah, you're going to get an invoice email with an outline of it.
Okay.
And then at the end of the year, let's say you're still doing this in January, you know, you can give this to your tax guy. You can pull up that email. Just look up Local Splash. I'll have all your invoices in there, and then you'll be able to write it off. They'll actually reimburse you for the full amount of the campaign.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. So it basically won't cost you anything later on. You'll be able to get it back. So that concludes the initial setup. I want to thank you, obviously, for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. You have my direct line. So feel free to call in at any time if you have questions, comments, or concerns. If I'm on the phone, you're going to end up with one of my reps, kind of like you did when you called in, but I'll always get back to you right away the next time I'm available, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you, Jeff. Drive safe, and then we'll talk to you this afternoon between 2 and 3 for that client interview, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Looking forward to working with you, bud. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.